Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. So Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, was an arrogant king. As he planned his strategy to destroy Jerusalem, he sent this message to Judah's king. He said, "Tell Hezekiah, this is what the great king, the king of Assyria, says. On what do you base your confidence? You say you have counsel and the might for war, but you speak only empty words. On whom are you depending that you rebel against me?" Well, as soon as Hezekiah heard the message, he began to pray. The living God answered his prayer. And through the prophet Isaiah, God delivered this reply to the king of Assyria. 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 22. "Whom have you mocked and reviled? Against whom have you raised your voice and lifted your eyes to the height? Against the Holy One of Israel." Isaiah reminded the pompous king of Assyria that God was Kadosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel. How dare the king of Assyria challenge the Holy One of Israel and his people? The name Kadosh Yisrael describes the uniqueness of God. He is holy, set apart from all things. Through Christ, God makes us holy. That's our position in Christ. And then it's also our practice. The name Kadosh, the Holy One of Israel, describes the uniqueness of God. He is holy. He's set apart from all things. And that impacts us. Through Christ, God makes us holy. Hebrews 10:10. That's our position in Christ. It's also our practice. Peter reminds believers not to give in to evil desires. Peter says, "But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do, for it is written, 'Be holy, for I am holy.'" 1 Peter 1:15 and 16. So here's some talking points for today. First, thank God for his holiness. Thank him that he is the Holy One of Israel, for he's completely holy. He is completely set apart. There's none like him. Thank God for your position. Through Jesus, he has made you holy. And then confess areas of sin and ask God to give you the strength to live in obedience. Heavenly Father, there is none like you. You are unique. You're set apart. You're separated from evil. Thank you for making me holy through the work of Jesus. I need your help. I need your strength. I need your power. And I need your forgiveness for my failures. Help me to live a life set apart for you. Help me to be holy as you are holy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.